It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush,
Part 1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, Bruno Mars and Treja. And good morning, everyone. It is, oh my gosh, a rainy Monday. Although it kind of stopped, I think, on my way here. But around 5, as of 5 a.m., it was like pouring like anything. So let's not stop that. I mean, let's not let that stop us from having a great start of the week. You know, we should just have to, you know, claim it that it's not going to be a horrible week because it's a rainy Monday. You know how, like, the worst day for it to be a rainy day is a Monday, just when you don't really want to, like, go back to school or go back to work. But we're going to do it, okay? So here we go. Let's just play some more music first, and let's try to enjoy this wonderful Monday. And, of course, we are just so excited about later on because we have a very special guest in the RX booth. We will have Miss Ann Curtis. It's going to be incredible. So hope you guys can join us. And here we go. Let's just get on with some music first, just to get you guys in the mood. Some Jessica Sanchez and Plastic Roses, only here on Manila's hottest, Monts Radio RX 93.1. Monts Radio RX 93.1. Okay, I got my internet going. So we've got our top 10 for today. Since we have Ann Curtis coming in today, we've decided to have a little homage for the Joss. So today, we are looking for the top 10 signs that you are feeling Diyosa. Okay, when are you feeling Diyosa? So, like, for instance, are you, like, when you come in, do you expect everybody to stop whatever they're doing and pay homage to your hello?
Stop.
Hello.
Yes. Pay homage to me.
There you go. That's very feeling Diyosa.
Feeling.
Feeling Diyosa.
There's a difference between being Diyosa and feeling Diyosa.
Because Ann Curtis is a Diyosa.
Yeah, of course.
But you're allowed to feel like you're a Diyosa as
well.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Sometimes.
For some people, it's their life. It's who they are. For some, it's a little vacation to Diyosa land.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So how do you know that somebody is feeling Diyosa?
All right.
Or if you are feeling Diyosa?
It's funny because when I was in the bathroom this morning, I was already thinking of the topic, and I thought this that we would do this.
Yeah,
and I have an answer.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Okay.
Perfect.
You want to? Are you saving it, or are you we're
I'm
using
saving it
as an example?
I'm saving
it. But what are the other examples? When are you feeling Diyosa?
You know, when you just came out of a salon.
Yeah.
And you have a really great haircut.
Well, actually, that is true.
And I remember, I would come out of the salon, and this guy used to cut my hair.
Yeah.
And the wind along Annapolis.
Oh, yeah.
And then it would blow. Yeah, and you just feel like, oh my gosh.
I think that really happens when you've had the short hair, like, for the rest of your life. And then suddenly they put extensions on you.
But I've never had extensions.
You've never, never?
No, never.
But I think, like, if you did.
If you did.
If, let's say you were short hair for the past, I don't know, at least 10 years.
Right.
And then suddenly they put extensions. Alam mo yung talagang todo Venus.
Yeah.
Venus flytrap. Venus, like, Venus de Milo. And then suddenly you're like, feeling Diyosa.
Like whenever I have my photo shoots, they put extensions and I feel like Diyosa. But
diba?
But no, ordinarily, just coming out of a salon with really nice, like, conditioned hair, blow dried, and then you go down the steps and the wind blows.
Oh my gosh.
And you feel like, yeah, look at me.
So I guess, like, any situation where you're feeling Diyosa.
Another one.
Oh, okay.
When you're walking on in a mall.
Mm-hmm.
And you have your high heels on, and you pass by a cafe, and there are guys seated in a table, and they do a double take.
Yeah.
You be like Diyosa.
I know. Exactly. Okay, so there you go. Tapos pwede rin, ano, pwede rin feeling Diyosa na yung, oy, feeling Diyosa.
Pwede rin ganun. Okay. Not so positive.
So give us all kinds.
Okay.
All kinds. Let's just make it fun. So, of course, later we'll see how it is to be an actual Diyosa.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll
she
have her
in
the booth. She will descend upon the RX
studios.
Booth.
Yeah.
So here we go. Let's do this.
Manila's hottest FM radio. RX 93.1.
Hello, good morning, everybody. It's Del in for the news this Monday morning. Today is July 29, 2013. Here we go. Box office news to start us off. The Wolverine, starring Hugh Jackman as Marvel Comics' sharp-clawed superhero, slashed its way to $55 million in the U.S. and Canada ticket sales to claim the box office crown in a summer that hasn't been kind to some other big budget action films. The Conjuring, even the title scares me.
I know.
The low-budget horror film that led last weekend's box office slipped to second place, earning $22.1 million in sales in the U.S. and Canada from Friday through Sunday. The film generated nearly $84 million in overall ticket sales, a surprisingly strong showing for a film that cost just under $20 million to make.
Wow.
Wow, they recouped it just in the sales in the U.S. alone.
Yes.
The animated film Despicable Me 2, featuring the voice of comic actor Steve Carell, finished third with $16 million. The film was made by Universal Pictures and has collected more than $660 million in ticket sales around the world. At number four is the animated film Turbo. And,
The Snail Movie.
Yeah, The Snail Movie. Ryan Reynolds provides the voice for the title character in the film produced by Shrek creator DreamWorks Animation. No matter how, even if Wolverine is number one, it fell short of Hollywood Insider's $72 million weekend estimates. And the latest in a string of big-budget action films that failed to meet expectations, though it performed strongly overseas.
Yeah. So 55 from 72 expected? 72?
Mm-hmm.
But that's the expected.
They
thought that it would come out.
It should come out about 70+, but instead it came out with 55.
But I wonder how much it took to make the entire film.
I think 200 million.
Oh.
Yeah. I read it somewhere.
Well, it's getting a lot of mixed reviews.
Yeah.
Some people love it. Some people are okay with it. Some people are like,
It's very Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people like were not quite sure
how they feel about it. But then, at least for us here in the Philippines, at least with Man of Steel, there were so many people who loved it. Like, loved it.
Yeah.
Actually, I knew a lot of fanboys who didn't.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You had the opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, yeah, it was very polarizing.
Yeah, either people loved it or they're like, eh.
Yeah, that is true.
Mm.
And for a movie that big, when you get a, yeah.
It's really
it's
disappointing.
Already disappointing.
Right. Mm-hmm. At least if people really hated it, there would at least be something.
Like Sharknado. Yeah.
What is that?
Sharknado.
Sharknado.
That's a tornado that's, you know, filled with sharks.
Yeah, but what is that? I don't know.
It's a sci-fi.
It's a campy
from Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah.
Very camp. Obviously, it has like Tara Reid and, you know, and
there's a
huge tornado that sucks out water from the ocean with monster sharks and drop them off in a city.
What a premise.
But it's snakes on a plane. You know,
yeah, that's what I was about to say.
And they were saying, like, the show didn't really like rate that incredibly, but they were saying it set records on Twitter because people were live tweeting
about how horrible the entire movie was.
And, you know,
but see, even that.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
At least it got a reaction.
Parang, it was like people were just so into hating on Sharknado.
That it created its own buzz.
That it created like a huge buzz.
Rebecca Black.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People hated it so much.
But she was cashing the money.
Yeah. Yes. Saka yung hits ng views.
And yung YouTube.
And what she earned off of last Friday. What's that?
That's
Friday night.
Friday night.
Oh, is it Friday?
Friday.
Oh. I don't know, because she was also in Friday night. She guessed it in one Katy Perry video.
Katy Perry song.
If I'm not mistaken, it's also Friday. What That's why she got her.
Oh.
Friday? Rebecca Black, Friday.
Is it Friday? Okay.
Yeah,
try to get down on Friday. And looking forward to the weekend.
So
yeah, Friday.
If you're wondering, if you just tuned in and you're wondering why we're doing box office news so early, it's because we might not have enough time for the news later.
I know.
You know,
so many things going on.
We got a special
later.
Guest later, and of course, the epic wrap off, epic pick today. Are we doing my Joe as
exactly.
Joe today?
Well,
so news yeah. Tayo pag may time.
Oh, yes.
How are we doing?
Well, we have a script.
MJJ.
Yeah. It is a Monday.
MJJ.
I know, right? Episode 6.
It's episode 6.
Who would have thought?
I thought I was killed off in episode 5.
For a little bit. For a little bit.
Hindi ka pa pumasok, we're considering it. Pero huwag ka mag-alala, bubuhayin ka naman natin. Just like in the teleseries.
Yung mga dramatic, ano. Oo, diba? Bigla akong, si Shaniqua.
Alam mo yung pagka nagka-contract dispute, you kill them off, and then parang may nagka-ayos na kayo, you just somehow resurrect them or at least make them come back as a twin.
As a ghost, a twin, a distant relative.
Or yung biglang magigising ka, it was just a dream.
Or a clone that's been sitting, you know, on the shelf.
Wait, we should stop this because some of them might actually make it to the show. To the Rajos area.
Alright, you got us. You got CDNG on a Monday morning with you. Rainy as it is, we'll make it happy just for you here on Manila's hottest RX 93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 2.
TMR. The Morning Rush Top 10.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Finally, we get to do the top 10 for today. And you do know why we're doing this.
Yes.
Yes.
If you just tuned in, we have a very, very special guest.
We have the Josa joining us later. That's why today we want to explore Josa-ness. The art of being a Josa. So, how are you feeling, Josa?
And right now, when you say that word, it's really her.
It's really her.
That comes to mind.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do some of the hashtag feeling Josa entries. O. Robert says, kailan ka feeling Josa? Pag may katabi kang pangit. Kasi parang suddenly you feel so beautiful.
Alam mo sa nito, you'll get so paranoid. People are always sitting next to you.
Diba? Parang lahat tabi ng tabi sa
ang ganda kasi ng background.
Oo, diba?
Tapos alam mo, usually like, people wanting to be right beside you should be a good thing.
A good thing, yeah. Now
parang, but ba kayo tabi ng tabi sa akin? No. I really like sitting next to you. Eh. Parang, what are you trying to say
you
here?
You should be wary. You should be afraid.
Exactly. Ito si Cristiano Reynaldo. Yung lahat ng kilala mo, crush yung quote-unquote crush ng bayan. Pero yung crush ng bayan, ang crush.
Ikaw.
Ay, laban ka, di ba?
Oo nga, no?
Right? Di ba meron tayong ganyan?
Siyempre may mga crush sila.
Like that.
What? Yeah, yeah.
Former Radio 1. Like, the guy is like, you know, he's known for being a ladies guy. And she's not impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Our former Radio 1.
Oh.
Who is this?
I don't. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So she was telling us, this guy, you know, it's like everybody has a crush on him.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not impressed. And then they get together. Oh. They're still together.
You know, I kind of see how that works, though. Because when somebody who gets so much attention doesn't get attention from somebody.
Yeah.
But that would only work if they like you. Because otherwise, if they don't like you, so what?
Exactly. Diba? Parang yan, no? The video of Material Girl, ni Madonna. Diba, everyone was trying to impress
giving
her with
her
diamonds.
Right,
and,
right.
Tapos bilang, here comes this guy in a pickup, and it's like...
Parang negging.
And he got her.
No, but it doesn't necessarily follow on... only if they like you. Kasi sometimes it's just out of curiosity na bakit pa ayaw nito.
But tapos it's not gonna then, last. Kung ano lang.
Well, that's where compatibility comes in.
Mm.
Na parang after they find out na parang, okay, that's why she doesn't like me. And you're like, ah.
Pero haba na hair mo talaga.
Oo.
If ikaw yung crush ng bayan.
Kasi Mash Plutonium says, feeling Josa ka kung ang class mo, PE, pero naka 5-inch heels ka. Grabe.
Either that or a certain nationality.
Ay, yeah. Nako.
O nga, no?
Diba they like
in the
heels?
Beach.
Yeah, on the beach.
Okay.
Hey, wait. What's the highest ano na ba for heels?
Alam ko 5 eh.
Dati kasi parang 4 lang. Diba?
Well, now with the platforms, you know, the ones that you put on
the ones?
Yeah, the one on the front, the top part of your feet.
Yeah.
So you can make the heels higher because you also raise the
front part.
Mm-hmm.
And OMGN says, yung uniform nyo, below the knees dapat yung skirt. Tapos yung big and flowy. Pero yung sayo, above the knee, tapos pencil skirt.
Wow.
Like, can you imagine the popular school uniforms?
Yeah.
Tapos gawin mo above the knee na pencil skirt.
Tapos ikaw lang yung naiba. But you'd get into so much trouble.
Hindi, yun nga. Tapos ikaw lang ang pinayagan.
Pero diba, there's a school. There's a school.
Above the knee sila.
Above
the
knee
na. And I say that with a smile.
Na pencil.
Kaya, o nga, no?
Meron.
Gray ba?
Oo, grayish.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh.
Kay Ligayahan mo says, pag ang mga tubero ang tumatawag sa iyo. Tinatanong, may kailangan niyo po ba?
Grabe naman.
Kailangan ba kayong paayos?
That's too much.
May gusto ba kayong paayos? Grabe naman.
And, sir, may tumutulo ba siya? What? Kasi ganun naman
may tutubero.
May gripo ba kayong may tulo?
Yun.
Meron ba kayo mga pipes na kailangang linisin?
Di ba? And also, Kuya Maui says, feeling Diyosa ka pag yung tipong naka, ano tawag doon, turtleneck. Mm. Naka-turtleneck ka, pero labas ang cleavage.
Wow!
Grabe. Ano nasa baba na?
How is that even possible?
It's right under your chin.
Or unless you know those dresses
I'd
na parang...
I'd be scared if that happened. That means your boobs are saggy. So that you can move them up
move
all
them up.
The way high.
And they, you know how they have those turtlenecks, well, not turtlenecks, but like they have those dresses na butas lang yung sa may cleavage area.
Ah, just
but
to show
everything else is...
right, right.
But it's
looks like those futuristic...
yeah.
In a, what's
like
that
something that Charlize Theron would wear.
Yeah,
you know
and
Leon I mean?
Flux or the one in what's that the robot the Hugh Jackman
Rim? Real Steel.
Real Steel.
Ah, okay.
What's remember
bad,
the evil lady?
And also
all right, I remember her.
She's sexy.
Mag-Google nga yun.
Bababa Bambin says, napapaligiran ka ng mga boylet, as in only boylet. Pero ni minsan hindi ka pa nagbigay ng load. Nice!
Oo nga, no? Haba ng hair
haba mo. Ng hair mo. Tapos nakapalibot sila sa'yo and they're like, I don't give them anything.
No.
Nice.
Sila pa nagbibigay sa'yo ng sapatos.
Yun.
Or, ikaw yung, they pester you with like, when are we going out?
Yeah, exactly. Ah. El Mitanyo says, yung bang sa opisina, you always arrive late and leave early. Tapos, pag dumating ka pa ng late, bongga pa yung entrance mo, wala kang pinagtatago ang boss. At pag nakita ka ng boss, ang sagot nila, thank you.
Thank you for coming to work.
Thank
you for coming to work.
Pero girls
grabe
get away with it. Boy, ang daming
really?
Ganun girls. Yeah. I mean, power, beauty is power.
Well, yeah.
Boobs is power. Boobs are power.
Boobs are power.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they are.
They are power.
Alam mo yun, tapos, yeah, they are. Yep.
And also, let's see here. Kelly Byrne says, pag may gumising sa'yo, yung parang naiirita ka kasi aga-aga kang ginigising ni Daniel Matsunaga.
No! Stop bothering me, Daniel.
Daniel, ano ba?
My gosh, no. You
Daniel, stop it.
He posted this really like... too hot a picture on
where?
Instagram.
Where?
I mean, where?
Yesterday on Instagram. Like, he was wearing this parang loosely, it's like a net slash crocheted whatever.
I saw that.
Did you see
it?
I
saw that.
And then that smile. Mm-mm. You know what's so intriguing about Daniel? It's that he has a very boyish, innocent face.
Mm-mm.
But that body's made for sin.
Damn. He has a boyish, innocent face, but that body is made for sin.
Ako naman ano ko sa kanya ang peg ko kay Daniel Matsunaga. Parang ano? Parang RX show.
Ano?
Playtime.
Pero Wild and Wicked.
Wild and Wicked.
Hindi siya kayo ano yung ang na-imagine ko yung parang ano? Parang gusto ko mag-fisherman outfit. Kasi parang nahuli mo siya sa net. Kasi di ba parang siyang, alam mo yung mga...
What a catch.
Yung fisherman net, di ba? Actually, that's true. You could say, what a catch.
Pero grabe to si Del.
Di ba?
Yeah, really nice thing about him is that he's got this boyish, innocent face.
No, but it's...
But that body's made for sin.
Actually, kasi yung face niya talaga.
It's really...
It always looks so like... Parang it's so wholesome.
It's so wholesome, so, yeah.
Hindi siya yung parang yung come hither. Never. It's always like a friendly... Friendly face.
Parang si ano, Lars from Norway. With Brad Pitt's face and Jesus' abs.
Yeah. Di ba siya yung ano? Is that the one with a blow-up doll?
No, Lars and the Real Girl.
Ah, Lars
this
and the
is
Real
from,
Girl.
That, well, that quote is from 500 Days of Summer.
Ah, okay. And also, let's see here. And the entry that and the top feeling Josa just to give you a teaser comes from Angel Rain.
Angel Rain says
yung pagdumaan ka biglang napupuno ang mga ospital sa whiplash.
Kasi literally, sobrang
bilis nung
snap nung neck nila.
Na nababalian sila ng leeg.
Hindi naman nababalian. Nasustrain lang. Grabe naman to. Nababalian din na matay na yun.
Hindi, pero diba, like talagang sobrang na bongga yung ano nila sa reaction nila every time you pass by.
Diba? Well, I'm sure our guest will be able to confirm all of this.
Oo naman.
And in more occasions than one, I'm sure she's experienced
I think it. The world stops when she arrives.
We
notice this. Like,
tumatahimik.
Tumatahimik. Or there's like a, she's here.
Yeah,
you know?
Natatameme ka.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then it's like, you need a couple of seconds to like, wow, that's really her.
And it's like, you literally, I'm pretty sure that no matter where she goes, somebody will recognize her.
Exactly.
Wherever it may be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just, she's just one of those people na parang,
I mean,
oy si ano. And you just know what's her.
Isn't she the muse of Paulo Coelho?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that's what he called her.
Wow.
Yes, right? Definitely. He was smitten. All right, so the top 10 signs that you're feeling Diyosa. Key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Feeling Diyosa. And remember that Diyosa is D-Y-O-S-A. Yeah. Okay?
All right.
All right, there you go.
Manila's hottest FM radio. RX 93.1.
TMR, The Morning Rush, top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today.
Spell busy.
B-U-Z-Z-Y.
Busy.
Busy.
It's so busy on this
it
month.
Is.
It's insane.
It is. Saka, we've got
for
like,
a Monday, you know, I mean, it's like.
And you know how I need to take it easy.
Yeah, I know.
This
right?
is not easy.
No, because I was like tweeting that it's fully packed.
Because
we have Ann Curtis in the booth. We have an epic pick. We have an epic wrap-off. And we have episode 6 of My Joa's Joa.
You know, by itself, the epic wrap-off takes so much toll on us.
Yep.
Right? We get so nervous.
Which, by the way, we haven't written yet.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Okay.
And you're starting, huh?
Damn it.
Listen, it's...
Oh, nga pala.
You're starting.
What?
You start.
Yep. I don't like it when I start.
You start.
Ay, nako. That's not what I mean.
See, yan ang problema sa inyo eh. Parating kailangan may iba nagsustart. Di ba pwede kayo naman?
Bakit ayaw mo pag nauna kang natapos? Kasi una kang magsisimula eh. Di una kang matatapos.
That's not necessary. It's not necessarily true. I mean,
well, sarap. Oh.
Minsan okay lang na mauna matapos eh.
Hindi naman eh. Kasi minsan meron pa akong last chorus.
Wow.
Oh,
good job. Ha? So may second wind.
Para multi.
Multi-chorus.
Chorus.
Multi-chorus.
May second chorus. Wind ka.
Oh.
Because you know, yeah, that's what she does.
Sige, mag-practice na tayo kung ganun. Okay, so here we go. The top 10 feeling Diyosa. How do you know that you are feeling Diyosa or somebody else is feeling Diyosa?
Right.
All right. Okay. Let's start off with Ellis Dominique. Ikaw yung, basta merong barkada na group of four, ikaw lagi yung may magandang isa. Dun sa apat.
Yeah.
Because they say there's a theory na parang basta group.
The cheerleader effect.
Oo, yung paggrupo kayo ng barkada ng girls, one of you will always be like the stunner. Like prettier than the rest.
So sa barkada
the,
natin.
The problem is all the girls feel like they're the one.
Yeah. Then, well, not all.
Merong ma-identify specific barkadas.
Yeah.
I think, it's a given na yung si ganito ang maganda than the others.
Oh my gosh.
Mm. Alam na natin kung sino sa
pero minsan naman.
Para tayong tatlo.
Pero minsan naman.
Si Gina feeling niya sa'yo na.
Sa hindi, kasi talaga. Ang tanong dyan, does it only apply to tunay na babae? O
tunay na gay?
Hindi, pero meron din ah. Like groups naman na they're all pretty except for one.
Except for one.
Meron kawawa din, ka nun. Yeah. I would rather have like all three ugly girls and then one pretty one.
Oo.
Was,
then all pretty one, all three are pretty, and then
you're
the
polarize your.
Unless
yeah.
you have it hot, like you're the hottest. They may be pretty.
Yeah,
you're
but
hot.
You're the hottest. No, oh. Well, chances are, mga ganun nga. At least from the barkadas that I've encountered.
Napapaisip tuloy ako sa barkada ko.
And
all girl barkada ka ba? Hindi.
Well, no. I mean, in college and in high school.
Ah, hindi. Ano ko eh, diba? Kung ma-college crush yan si Della Mar.
Hindi, ano yun? Hindi college
campus crush.
Campus crush.
I never said that. You're the one who called me
campus
that.
Campus heartthrob. College heartthrob naman.
Kadiri ka.
Iba eh. You know, that hair. The jeans and the white shirt.
The mommy jeans.
I did it for everyone.
Obababa Bambin says, yung feeling Josaka, kapag lahat ng pinapansin mo sa Twitter, pinapansin ka din.
Mm.
Diba, like, how many times have we, like, tweeted a celebrity na wala lang, comment lang.
Mm.
And,
you know, no reply naman.
They never really do. Ah. Like, pero ito,
ewan
doesn't
ko, si
matter
Gino
who.
Parang di ganun eh. Si Gino sinasagot eh.
Diba? Hindi naman.
Oh, minsan may
yung mga target. Not all the time. Not
ano sabi mo, target?
Yung mga target.
Ano?
Yung mga target na friends.
Anong target mga, na? What?
Yung mga tinatarget niyang friends na celebrities.
Alam ko hindi mo tinatarget na friends eh.
No, you wanna be their friend.
Kasi kay Chico, iba eh, DM.
Oh, hindi.
Hindi, it was nice to meet you. Yun talaga, it's nice to meet you last night.
Well, ko alam ko lang na finalo na niya ako. Sana diniyam ko na lang.
So, finalo ka.
Ewan ko sa'yo.
Favorite. Yan ang ano, yan ang labanan kay Chico.
Hindi, alam mo kung ba't ko fina-favorite. Kasi lang,
For reference.
Kasi diba, pag pumasok na ibang texts, nawawala na eh. Tweets rather.
Mm-hmm.
Alright,
for
and,
sure.
Okay, let's see here.
Parang buhay na buhay mga love lives nyo, no?
Ito.
Love lives! Hindi naman love life.
Ano yan?
Twitter life lang.
Twitter life.
Twitter...
Landi life.
Twandi.
Twandian.
Twandian.
Twandian. Ang pangit pakinggan.
Tinatwandi ko nga siya.
It doesn't sound good.
Nilalantweet.
Lantweet! Adariel says, yung nag-record ka ng sarili mo ng video, pinost mo sa YouTube, sobrang wala ka sa tono, hindi ka nag-ayos, pero within a day, like 100,000
libo-libong likes.
Diba? Parang it doesn't matter what you post.
Yeah.
They will just so
lap it up.
Yeah.
Parang diba? Yung ano.
Lap it up, kid. Lap it up.
Parang yung ano nyo. Parang yung video nyo.
Ay, nako.
You have no idea it's how many times it's been played in my house.
Ako rin.
Tsaka, wait, which one? Is this the dancing one? Or?
The dancing one.
Oh, okay. No, he has a new one. Did you
no,
see the
did
new
you
one?
See the new one?
Know,
where he tricked
it.
Me.
Yung the ear.
No, that one.
He tricked me. He pulled a prank on me.
I know. I was the one recording.
No, it wasn't. You weren't.
No,
here.
Yung isa. Yung the
no,
ear.
The heart. That ganyan, that's ganon.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you asked me to do that.
No. Did you were absent.
You were absent. That was
just
last
kids.
Week.
Yeah, the Montessori kids were here.
Oh, because you asked me to do that too.
Ah, iba yun.
Ah, so hindi lang ako yung ginanon mo.
Hindi, ikaw rin yata yun.
Hindi, first time to.
There's always...
Ako nagkakabukinga na.
Oo nga eh. Sino to? Del, sino to?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Anong language ang ginamit nyo nung nag-uusap?
Was it English? Was it English or Filipino? Because you know, with that, we can answer this easily.
Paano yung dialogue?
Knock it off.
Was it, did they call you Delamar? Or you Delamar?
Oo. Kasi kung Delamar, kami yun.
Kung Delamar.
Delamar.
Well, or Del.
I only do that with you guys.
Del. Huh? Mga
kalokohan.
Oh. Eh, ano yung ginagawa nyo?
Ang nating tanongin, that's none of our business.
What? Hindi, like bonding, movies.
Del, luka kabalik mula sa Manobar. Diba? I'm watching out for you.
Pero mga sinasabi niyan, pag wala ka.
Oy, excuse me.
Talaga, you're such a backstabber.
Grabe. Grabe.
Oy, speaking of backstabbing, that'll be...
My Jawa's Jaw coming
that'll
up.
That'll all happen in my Jawa's Jaw.
In about 30 minutes.
Mm. You know, I hate it that he writes it for us.
Why?
Because he makes it so difficult.
Why?
That kiddie voice.
Ayo.
Did you want to write it?
No,
hindi kasi meron na namang ano eh. Maglalabas na naman yung dalawang anak. Si Lady Bongga at si Magic Mike. Lalabas na naman sila.
What names are these, right?
I'm actually seriously considering naming my child Magic Mike.
Magic Mike. Si Magic Mike Killiamore. Jelly Shosa says, yung nag-beach kayo, lumusong ka sa dagat. Pag-ahon mo ng dagat, bigla na lang wavy na yung hair mo. Meron ka ng flower crown sa buhok at yung makeup mo non-washable. Grabe. Yung parang goddess rising from the sea. Angel Rain says, kapag yung biglang bumagyo at bumaha sa opisina mo and nag-worry ka paano ka uuwi, bigla na lang pagkita mo, yung crush mo, sinundo ka pala.
Mm-mm. Right. Tapos behind your crush, may mga nakapilang kotse.
Mm-mm.
Naghahantay sa'yo.
May girls na ganun ah.
Mm. Grabe ah. Naisip ka nila
kagad. There are girls who are actually like nakapila yung guys to like just do her every bidding.
To bring them home. Right.
Uh-huh.
Well, you can sort of imagine why.
Oh, that is true.
Diba?
Imagine why?
Like, no, okay, I mean, example, our guest for today. Can you just imagine how many people would kill up, or like right, line up for the opportunity
kahit
to do that?
Kahit baha pa yan.
Oh, tsaka kahit tipong hatid lang kita, okay na yun.
Mag-rent ka ng amphibian, mahihatid mo lang sa
jet
baha.
Ski. Jet magbabang ski. Ka ako.
Mag-wakeboard ka. May speedboat.
Para medyo cool,
up,
no? Oh.
Medyo cool.
Ay.
Hindi, kasi sa akin, all out cool yun eh.
Ay.
Why?
You stress me out. Why? I'm trying to do without.
Why are you stressed out? Sabi ko, for me, wakeboarding is all out cool, not just medyo cool. Kasi all out cool
yun. Kasi pilay pa ako eh. So hindi pa masyado maganda yung balance.
Hindi
so,
masyado.
Medyo cool lang.
Parang medium cool. Random saying says, yung nag-tweet back, yung celebrity crush mo. Mm-hmm. There's something talaga.
Yeah, there's something.
Kasi feeling mo you're not worthy that he will never answer you back. Tapos biglang sumagot, parang...
Di ba nangyari na sa inyong dalawa yan?
And then, Robert
diba?
Says...
Kayong dalawa?
Let's say good morning.
Did you have your
Hi, let's see. Krishna Deset.
I'll say their names.
What? Parang nawala si Del, no?
Hindi ako nga. Tinweet pa ako.
That's what I mean.
Hindi as an answer. Not as a reply.
So there was no provocation.
No provocation.
Patalbugan ba to? Kasi may hihirit din ako sa ganyan.
Sige, hirit mo na. Labas mo na alas mo.
Ayoko. Ayoko, Delix.
Oh, Robert says.
Ayoko, Delix.
Ay, nene, ito na lang. Jay Ryan says, yung kahit umiiyak ka, ang ganda-ganda mo pa rin. I agree.
Agree.
Yeah. Or sumusuka. Sorry, I know it's gross. But I've actually seen girls who were so drunk and they were throwing up, but they were still
so
pretty.
They were still pretty.
You know, I just have to say that I was crying. And I needed to see how I look.
Yeah.
Ako, oh my God. Yun ay iniisip mo pala.
I went to the mirror.
No.
Really? Just to see how I look
ako,
like.
Just
crying.
Yesterday.
So with both of you and you call me vain?
No, it's not vanity.
No, it's curiosity.
Ako, I wanted to see how I look like in the big screen.
Wow.
Yung kanyari if I'm having a dramatic scene.
No, but it was funny because I really felt bad and then I started to cry. And then yesterday, I had to rush to the bathroom just to see how I look.
But you can't continue crying the moment you look at yourself in the mirror.
I know, you laugh.
Matatawa ka na eh. Seriously.
Matatawa ka.
As it doesn't matter, how bad whatever it is you're feeling. If you're in the like talagang todo drama scene, tas you look in the mirror, it's over.
And then we just found the cure to brokenheartedness.
Look at the mirror. It's not a cure.
No, it's
more like a palliative.
Relief.
Yeah.
Not just the actual crying. It will stop. The feeling bad will still be there. Pero the actual crying.
Until the
crying,
day you die.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yes, really.
You get over heartbreak.
No, you don't.
Now.
You never do.
Wow. Mapapalitan ng bago.
Ayun. Yeah. Now I understand.
Oh, Robert says, feeling Diyosa ka pag wala si tatay. Kasi pag nandiyan ka, bugbog ka.
Feeling macho ka.
Feeling macho.
And the top, feeling Diyosa entry comes from Mash Plutonium.
He says,
kapag yung kunyari sobrang ikaw ang pinaka mabenta sa Japanese restaurant. Ay, sorry. Feeling Diyosa pala.
Nakainis.
Sabi ko, huh? Ako nga, sabi ko, huh? Paano naging benta sa Japanese restaurant? Feeling Diyosa. Hindi na. Feeling Diyosa.
Diyosa.
Alright, so if you want to join us, keep sending in your entries over, KeenRx, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include our two hashtags, #TheMorningRush and #FeelingDiyosa.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX93.1.
Ang nakaraan, ating nasulyapan ang pamumulaklak at pamumukadkad at pamumulandit ng pag-iibigan ng magkaibigang Badingdong at Adonis. Kaya pa ba nilang talikuran ang kanilang hinaharap? Kaya pa bang sikmurain ni Badingdong na makipagmomol sa asawa niyang si Shaniqua? Alamin sa pinakabagong yugto ng My Jowa's Jowa. Naku, Ate Lady Bongga, nag-aaway na naman si Fafa at si Mudra Kels.
Oo nga, Magic Mike, parang mula nang umuwi sila galing Baguio, wala na silang ginawa kundi mag-fight.
Ate, ano kaya ang dahilan kung bakit laging mad si Mommy kay Daddy?
Baka may ginawang bad mad si Daddy. Who knows? Maybe Mommy was incensed when she discovered Daddy's bouts of infidelity with a secret hunky male lover, which meant their entire marriage was based on a treacherous lie.
Ay, bongga kalay. Bongga kalay. Sige lang. Sige lang. Itaas ang kilay.
Oh no! Padating na sila Momsy and Popsy at Tito Adonis. Halika dito. Magtago tayo sa loob ng closet.
Shaniqua! Please, calm down. Huwag kang mag-iskandalo. Nakakahiya sa mga kapitbahay.
Eh ano kung marinig ng mga kapitbahay? Total, nakiki-wifi na rin lang naman sila ng libre dahil wala tayong password, di ba? Let them enjoy the free entertainment as well.
Guys, huwag kayong mag-alala. Nilagyan ko na ng password yung wifi natin.
Ah, talaga? Ano yung password?
Oh, ito ah. Capital M, number 2, capital M, underscore number 4, capital E-V-E-R.
I should have known. Mga bading talaga kayo. Mahilig sa M2M, yung Norwegian singing group.
Shaniqua, no need to be mean.
Ako pa ang mean. Pagkatapos yung sirain ng buhay ko, having an affair behind my back, mga traidor, tinira niyo akong patalikod, you backstabbers.
Excuse me, correction, FYI, hindi ikaw ang sinastab niya from the back.
Grabe ah, hindi lang kabit. Bitch ka ba? Hashtag kabitch.
Stop it, you two. Why don't you just please, just kiss and make up.
I do not know about the kiss, but I'm sure Adonis knows a lot about makeup.
Talk about stereotyping. Porket babading mahilig ka agad sa makeup?
Sige nga, sagutin mo tong tanong ko ha. Other than trust, what else is the foundation of a strong marriage?
Thank you for that wonderful question. Foundation? I believe the foundation of a strong marriage is easy, breezy, cover girl. I thank you.
I rest my case.
Please, my love.
Love? What do you know about love? Sagutin mo ako, girl. Minahal mo ba talaga ako?
Minahal ba kita? Minahal ba kita? Minahal ba ni Mami Junisha ang 1 million peso Hermes bag niya? Minahal ba ng mga Chasters si Charisse? Minahal ba ni Miriam Kiambao ang koronang Miss Universe na inagaw sa kanya ng Bruhildang si Miss Botswana noong 1999?
That bitch. Okay, fine. Pero bakit mo nagawang chumit sa akin?
Hindi mo naman ako masisisi, Shaniqua. Kung araw-araw ng breakfast mo, muffin. Araw-araw, buwan-buwan, taon-taon, muffin. Bawat umaga, muffin. Magsasawa ka rin. Maghahanap ka rin ng iba. Minsan naman gusto mo rin tumikim ng sausage, ng longganisa, ng embutido.
Eh di sana sinabi mo. Para naman paminsan-minsan, nalagyan ko ng butter yung muffin ko. O kaya naman jam, marmalade, cream cheese, Nutella. Kahit ano, ilalagay ko sa muffin ko para lang hindi ka magsawang kainin.
Pero muffin pa rin yun. There's muffin you can do, muffin you can say to change my mind. Kung baga sa kinakain, syempre pag-iisang putahe lang ang kinakain mo, magsasawa ka rin. Maghanap ka rin ng ibang putahe.
Ilang putahe na ba ang kinain mo behind my back? Ako, ginawa mo rin akong isang putahe. Paano na mga anak natin?
Hashtag mga anak ng putahe.
Ano yun? Bakit may kumalis ko sa closet? Mga kids, kayo ba yan? Bakit kayo nagtatago dyan? Lumabas kayo dyan! Ngayon din! I said, come out of the closet! Now!
Sige na mga kids, lumabas na kayo sa kloseta dahil daddy nyo naman ang papasok.
Back na back!
Handa na bang kumain ng nag-iisang putahe si Badingdong? O tuloy-tuloy pa rin siyang magpapasasa sa mga buffet? So many dishes to choose from. Dish is it. Will he choose dish one or that one? Ulamin ang susunod na mangyayari sa pinaka-nakatatakam, pinaka-yummy na radyo serye, ang My Jowa's Jowa.
The Morning Rush, Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush, RX 93.1.
It's Chico, it's Delamar,
and it's Gino
on The Morning Rush, Part 3.
Rush! Onion!
Monster Radio RX 93.1, and oh my goodness, where do we start?
We did promise that we have a special guest today.
And a lot of people were really like mula 6 a.m. naghihintay na. You know, because you know we did announce that we have a very special guest in the booth.
We're happy that she was here the first time. But having her for a second time, you know, it's parang nice, yeah. Real nice.
I mean, there's no other woman we would rather have
here with us this morning. No other woman.
Of course, we have Miss Ann Curtis.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning to everyone that's tuned in already to the Morning Rush.
Thank you for
all the followers.
This was our dream to have a part two.
Part two?
Yeah,
part two.
It's so nice to have a part two.
Part three pa tayo. Okay, you know, speaking of followers, I saw your post on Instagram where you were just so happy because you celebrate a milestone on Instagram.
Yeah.
And you just celebrated the 5 million you have.
Wow.
Yeah. Grabe yun, ha?
Nakakaloka ka. Like, you know, especially when I started with the whole Twitter thing or Instagram rather, I didn't even, you don't think that it's going to hit that many followers. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really crazy. But at the same time, I just want to say thank you to all the people who choose to follow me because they know that I'm just a crazy person, you know, posting random stuff.
That's evident with your posts.
Yeah. lot of like random things. I can be serious if it's called upon or if I'm feeling that mood.
Right.
But most of the time, it's my fashion outfit.
Yeah. Family stuff.
Yeah, family stuff.
Yesterday,
Casa Curtis was full house.
Beauty
Casa
day.
Casa Curtis.
And you know what? When you took a picture of your Instagram profile, right?
Yeah.
So you had 5 million.
Yeah.
And on the 5 million on the screen, you had a kiss mark.
Yeah.
Which you're known for, right? Like, your red lips.
My big lips.
Well, you're back because you have something to tell us, something to share with us.
Yes, I'm actually here because for a while we have been alongside Palmolive Natural Soap, we've been promoting a contest about the singing Jossa.
So
for all the singing Jossas out there. You don't have to be good, but if you're good, it's great. But if you're not, it's okay also. So we had this contest, the singing Jossa, and people have been sending in videos, no? Of themselves, and then they finally found a winner.
Nox. And she's here.
And she's here with us.
She is here,
she's
actually.
She's even going to sing with you later.
Yeah, but to do it kami. That's why I already posted. And I said, guys, get your earplugs ready. Get them ready.
And you were vocalizing earlier, in fairness.
Actually, sir, ko nga, na parang, I have to make a disclaimer na kaagad. It's 8:47. So, yung voice ko talaga hindi ganito kapangit. Hindi talaga. It's just that it's so
early. It's
early
in the morning.
Oh,
I'm sure you had a late night last night.
Alam niyo, pagdating ng mga midnight, sobra niyang ganda.
Oh, pagtulog na yan.
But everyone's sleeping, so hindi ko siya na-share.
And unfortunately, we're a morning show. So, it's our fault.
Yeah, it's our fault.
Sabi na kasi.
Kung sana 12 midnight.
Dapat midnight tayo next time. The midnight rush.
Para madinig natin yung real voice.
But it's funny, no? Because of the many things that you're known, you're known by many things, like your beauty.
No,
you being a dreamer.
Totoo naman kasi.
Yeah,
you are proud to be a dreamer.
I'm a pursuer of dreams.
Yeah, I mean the whole concerts that you've done, and you're not even a singer.
I'm not.
Diba? And you're very brave about saying you don't have to be the best.
No,
just go for your dream.
Yeah,
and that's just so inspirational. So there's one, the beauty. The dreamer in you.
Oh, the craziness, pa, yeah.
The craziness.
Oh, the craziness.
Fourth, you're like an Audrey Hepburn fan. You really are.
I have a massive collection. Like,
oh really?
I don't know if people really know
how obsessed you are.
Obsessed I am, and for how long I have been obsessed with Audrey. Like, I admire her.
Mm-hmm.
I admire her goodness, even behind the camera.
Yes.
And I just collect a lot of her stuff.
Right.
And you know, it's kind of reached that point already where I have to stop because there's nowhere to put it.
To put them in.
Did you ever dress up as Audrey Hepburn?
I'm sure you have.
Ilang times na talaga.
Dapat from the different movies, from Breakfast at Tiffany's to
Roman Holiday.
Well,
my favorite
Roman
actually
Holiday.
Is My Fair Lady.
My Fair Lady.
Yeah, that's my super favorite. Like,
all I want is a room somewhere.
Like my father and I, like we can just go on and on singing together.
Is he gonna sing "Get Her to the Church on Time" on your wedding day?
Moon River.
Yeah, no, it's actually really good when we did a concert in Pachanga and it just happened. No, I did a concert. No. And it just so happened it was Father's Day. So what I did, I surprised him. I called him on stage and we sang Moon River
together.
Yeah, I cried. I bawled my eyes off. And Dad did too.
Because I love it when she sang it on screen. Because I didn't know. I mean, siempre, by the time I watched it, it was an old movie. So I was like, so she sang Moon River.
So remember, that's just another thing that you're known for. And then you have a very good taste in music. You're not a pop girl.
No.
If you follow Anne on Twitter and on Instagram, you know that your music taste talaga.
Kung may hipster music.
Well, I don't get me wrong, I love Beyonce. I love, you know, who else do I love? Beyonce, Christina Aguilera, you know, I love my divas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then my choice of music, what I'm listening to when I'm getting ready, is really a different genre.
I know. Yeah. Well, of all those things that we said you are, and I'm sure it's not even enough, which do you want to be most, like, if that word is ever said, it will be you that people have in mind?
I think pursuer of dreams.
Pursuer of dreams.
Yeah, nice. I really...
Doesn't matter what you do. No?
I don't know that there's any other celebrity on the planet who's doing something she's not, you know, you're not a singer.
No.
But my gosh, pang ilang leg na ng...
Sa kung saan umabot yung concert mo.
Oh, actually, mag-abroad ako ulit for my concert.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
World tour.
World tour ito. As in, ito ko year bago matuloy yung world tour. But it's
maraming
actually happening.
Maraming pumipigil, no?
Hindi, saka ano ah.
Meron ito Canada. And then, saan pa ba? Las Vegas. No! Vegas, this Palm Springs.
Alam mo na insecure daw si Celine Dion. Kasi dadating ka.
I know.
Sabi
pero
niya parang,
do it na lang kami ng alone para mas...
No!
And then, tsaka, you know what's nice? Diba, like, you're known as, para ano na rin, ambitiosa. And remember, the word ambitiosa before was negative.
I know.
Pero after you...
But now, there's a positive
parang
note
nagkaroon ng positive spin na parang, wait, no, I'm just
going for my ambition.
And it became like a positive word. I like it.
Yeah, I really want to instill that to a lot of people.
That there's
like,
nothing
wrong.
It's okay
wrong. To dream big. Like, it can happen. Like, not just because I'm artista that it's gonna happen. You have to want to make it happen.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have to make it happen.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
pero,
even the
so
winner,
Chico's dreams of being a sexy star, pwede pa?
If you really want to make it happen.
If you really want.
I force that concept.
Pero wait, ah. Anne, this has to be read.
What?
Jyoti was just saying, pero in fairness, ha, if you make her sing Meryl Bainbridge's Mouth, promise, magaling talaga yung version.
Wow.
Hindi na yung joke. Yung seryosong
magaling.
Yeah, walang birit dun eh.
Or diba? Since daw you want alone, pwede ka naming sabayan na we can sing parang sort of with you or
and
against you.
Oh.
Don't take the bait. He just wants to sing. Biritera yan eh.
Ano ba? Of course not.
Alam mo, karaoke king ka din ba?
Alam mo, ano ka lang niya. I-outshine ka lang.
Whatever.
Shine bright like a diamond. Ano?
Gagawin lang niya one key higher yung sa kanya.
But you know what? We have the winner of the singing Josa.
Yes, we do.
She gets to sing with you.
She does.
Okay, so who brought this singing Josa concept? Because it's a great
concept. Palmolive Natural Soap did. My family from there, they came up with this amazing concept and I was like, oh no, baka mas magaling pa kumanta sa akin yung mananalo. And you know what? It doesn't matter because it's all about having that dream.
Remember, because Palmolive is one of the, like, the first talaga to actually get you to sing. And remember the first time you sang, we were like, oh, is that really Ann Curtis? Uh-oh.
And that first one is actually my favorite.
Diba?
Actually, feel yourself caress upon my skin.
Parang Broadway, eh. No?
Very pang Disney voice ko. Pang princess. Disney
exactly.
Like a touch.
Very Ariel.
I remember one time when you heard the commercial, I think you were here.
Yeah.
For the first interview we had with you.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos sabi mo, naloka ka doon sa tremolo mo.
Yeah.
Diba, may vibrato ka na rin.
May vibrato na ako. Oh.
Nagulat ka.
But the thing is, I can't control it. So,
so it comes out whenever lang.
Kung kailan siya lalabas. Kung ayaw niya, di siya lalabas.
Parang if your vibrato wants to make it a great show, then it'll come out.
Yeah.
Naku,
diva
pala
yung...
Diva pala yung vibrato mo.
Yeah.
So what's the new Palmolive variant that you're pushing?
We have Palmolive Naturals White plus Milk.
Okay.
So yeah, it's actually really good for for me, I personally use it when you're coming from the beach, you know, and you need to get your skin back into the right, you
color.
Know, just, maintenance, you know. Right. It's not necessarily about wanting to be super duper white. For me, it's just, you know, good for maintaining your skin.
And also milk. Come on, it's good for
you. Yeah, nourishing your skin.
Tapos hindi nyo na kailangan bumili ng baka. Diba? Kasi it's all here.
It's all there. It's in a tiny, convenient box.
Yeah.
And it's all natural.
Yon. You know what I like?
That's a good thing about
kasi
it.
Kasi Josa plus a milk bath.
Yeah.
It kind of goes hand in hand.
And then singing pie in the shower. Perfect na.
Right.
Sakto pa, meron pang rose petals yung iso.
Yeah.
Like, you know how like in a bath, it's usually like milk and rose petals?
Yeah.
So Palmolive Naturals White plus milk. That's a new variant. And it's the variant that is bringing the singing Josa.
Yes.
So how long was the promo? Was it like, how long was it? Months?
It was about 2 months.
2 months. How many people joined?
60 people naglakas ng loob.
Oh my god.
Wow. They all sang.
So basically they had to come up with like a video entry of themselves singing the jingle on the Palmolive Facebook fan page.
Yeah.
What was the criteria? Did you get to choose?
No, they were the ones who chose it.
Kasi pag ikaw ang pumili, pipiliin mo yung mas hindi magaling eh.
Yeah, pipiliin mo talaga yung oo. Pero I don't know. I haven't seen how our winner is. Like, I haven't heard her yet. So, I'm super duper excited.
Do you guys have a song to sing together?
We do. Siyempre yung theme song namin.
Yes. Yeah. I have a question.
Yes.
You know, pag what's your favorite song to sing in the shower? Yung pag nagpapalmolive naturals, white plus milk ka. Ano yung favorite song mo na kinakanta in the
or
shower?
Kinakanta mo yung jingle?
Well, aside from the jingle, of course, it really depends on what I laugh. Heard.
Yeah.
Like this week, this week it really has been Girl on Fire.
Wow.
So, sige, sample naman.
Sample naman.
Wag! I'm telling you na.
May galit.
Wag! Ako rin yung magsasabi sa inyo, wag. Maganda lang siya pag nasa banyo ka.
Kasi maganda yung acoustics.
Yeah. Oh, pero na-experience ko na siya sa Showtime.
Ah, really?
Nahiya ko kay Alicia Keys. Pero okay lang yun. It's, I don't know, when you're in the banyo talaga,
maganda yung
your voice sounds better.
Voice I swear. Feeling ko yung next concert ko, kailangan malaking banyo.
Hoy, pwede yun, ha?
Actually.
Or gawin mo recording studio yung banyo.
No, if Beyonce was able to, didn't she do the whole champagne glass and she was in
like it? Like Adita Von Teese?
In a big champagne glass.
Oh.
I mean, you could, obviously, you could set up
in
like
a big banyo.
Right.
Styles.
Right.
Yeah, compete with Inodoro and ano.
Saka naman kumanta from inside the Inodoro.
Sana bathtub naman.
Oh, bathtub naman sana.
So what's in store for our winner? So she's the winner. She's gonna sing with you today.
Yes.
Well, what did she win?
What did she win? Ito, this experience of being on the Morning Rush.
With you,
getting
actually
to sing with Ann Curtis. Hello, isn't that a
good story? I'm not sure if that's a great experience, but I hope it is for her. I really hope she enjoys herself.
Dapat pala sumali tayo. Dapat ipadala rin tayo video.
Pwede ba lalaki?
Hindi ko alam. Pwede siguro ba? Pang girly.
Or
kasi pang girly yung soap eh.
Biological female.
That's sad.
Kailangan yung Josa ka.
Paano kailangan kung boses namin pang Josa naman?
Hindi pwede Shokoy. Josa ka.
Shokoy. No, that is true. Uy, maganda rin ang acoustic sa dagat. Ha.
Yes, oh, nga naman.
Sa Cueva.
Sa Cueva.
Yes, sa Cueva.
Yeah, I would think so.
Eh kasi ganun din eh. Parang
may echo.
Yeah.
Or sa drum. Yung drum ng tubig pero walang tubig. Doon ka kumanda.
You look,
pero medyo mahirap kasi nakayuku ka pa.
Hindi, tsaka you look crazy.
Yeah.
What are you doing singing into the barrel?
Hindi, parang maganda yung acoustics nga.
Okay, so the runners-up apparently won 2,500 pesos worth of shopping gift certificates.
Wow, okay.
And the grand winner who was with us today, this is what she wins. Sing the Palmolive Naturals White plus Milk jingle with Anne live on the Morning Rush. She's here with us today. And a shopping spree worth 5,000.
Wow.
So,
but we'll have that later? When will we have the
we could have it singing now.
No, no.
Oh, later.
Later.
Let's do it later.
Later.
Sige, okay. Para build up ng konti.
Sige.
Para may suspense.
You have to watch
para may drama. Tsaka may vocalization pa daw.
Do you do the, ano, the
Mio?
No, I do the
kaya pala eh.
Nag-work yun.
Hoy, totoo yun. Ginagawa ni na pop star yan, Sara Geronimo.
Oo. Oh.
Ganyan din yung tunog.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, medyo mas maganda, syempre.
Kasi alam ko for radio talents, for DJs, they do that.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, for speaking.
For speaking.
Yeah, well, I did take a few voice lessons.
No!
When I no. When I
ito na, ito na.
No, for when I did the concert. Before the concert, syempre nakakaya naman, di ba? Kung hindi ko man lang aaralin yung right breathing.
Mm. Right. Okay, so I have to ask, what was the first thing that the voice teacher told you?
Wala, she laughed with me lang. Pero it's so funny.
Pero at least with you and with not you. At you.
With you.
Si Miss Kitchy Molina was the one who, pang pro.
Talaga.
But she was just teaching me kasi the right type of breathing.
Right.
And then it was so funny kasi when we were practicing alone, she has a piano so that you know if you're...
hitting the right key.
Yeah.
So
ding! Ah! And then she's like, again. Ding! Again. I was like... repetitive lang because I couldn't hit the right key. So finally, she was like, okay na yan.
At least kung tinaruan ka na niya ng right breathing, pwede mo naman sabihin, meron kang breathing.
Yeah, meron talaga.
May breathing.
No,
may
breathing ka na. At least I can say, sa mga totoong singers naman dyan, I'm not like being super disrespectful. Parang at least I did take the time to learn
to
about
learn,
it.
Yeah.
But wala eh. Hindi talaga eh. Parang it's like that. Pero I can carry it na naman. May tono naman. Yeah. At sabi nila, improving talaga ako. Like, if you listen to the jingles talaga of Palmolive Naturals, pang Disney yung voice ko.
No.
As in, kasi, it's small and sweet. Just like, of course, the branding and
exactly.
everything. So, sabi ko, improving na ako. Even the, ano, the voice coach for when I record, ngayon, I last siguro mga 30 minutes. Oh! Dati 2 hours yan. Pero ngayon 30 minutes
30
na.
Minutes
improving
lang.
Na.
No. In fairness.
Pat on the back end. So, the grand winner is going to get to sing with you.
Yes.
The
vocalized na nga siya kanina.
All right, so we have more of Anne. We're just so happy that on a Monday she's here with us.
I mean, it's not every day that a Josa descends from the heavens.
Anyway,
to grace your studio.
Grace show.
Right. Okay, so we have more questions. If you have questions for Anne, go ahead and tweet us about it. Any one of us or through at RX931 on Twitter. And we'll make sure that we ask the questions for you. Plus, up ahead, epic wrap-off.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
And the epic hit. And singing with the grand winner of the singing Jossa. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more of The Morning Rush and Miss Ann Curtis.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. So many people just asking, when we played Girl on Fire, did Ann Curtis sing?
She did.
Did she?
She did.
Did she sing along?
Yeah, I got some tweets as well saying, ikaw nagpa-request niya.
Diba? So at least we get the...
Sana pala we slyly turned...
Ako dito. I tried.
Sana pala we slyly left the microphone turned on.
Oh my goodness.
I know, right? Pero she wasn't singing, she was belting it out.
Warm up ko lang yung girl.
Yun. Warm up for her performance later.
Because
she will be singing.
You know, Fat Kid Inside was asking, and aside from your singing, do you have any other insecurities?
I don't even think she's insecure about singing.
Yeah. I'm not insecure about singing.
You're having fun.
Yeah. I do have my own insecurities. Like, before, it used to be my lips.
What? Oh my gosh,
how could
crazy?
That be your insecurity?
Because my dad used to tease me when I
was younger.
Because
hindi pa uso siguro noon eh.
But then, thank you to Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
You know, hindi na siya insecurity. What would be my insecurity?
Ang sarap, no? Parang hindi mo maisip kung ano insecurity.
No, marami akong insecurities. But it's more
we
of like,
imagine.
You gotta work on yourself, you know? You can't just say, ito insecurity ko eh. Like, if it's your legs, like for me, before it was my legs, I'll go and work out.
You
make
run.
It better.
You've been running for quite some time, diba? Mm-hmm.
So if you have those insecurities, I think it's good that you make an effort to try and at least, you know.
Kasi naman, pag nag-workout ka, nandun ka na. Yung mga tao, 20 years nag-workout, di makakarating doon.
Hindi. Makakarating yan.
Nagpaparinig ka ba? Nagpaparinig ka yata eh.
Hindi kasi parang kung scale yan, from parang 1 to Ann Curtis, parang baka... parang naubos na yung years mo, hindi ka pa umaabot sa kalahati ng Ann Curtis.
But you have faith in yourself, no? But yeah, I do have my other insecurities then. But singing is not one of them.
Kasi you sound like I don't think you can do concerts if you're insecure.
Yeah, because you'd be way too scared.
I'm confident.
I have a question. Does any... does anyone intimidate you? I mean, in the industry.
In the industry? Yeah.
Yung parang nasa starstruck kapag nandyan sila.
I think all of the big stars. Like,
who's big to you?
Because you're big to us.
Oh, Vilma Santos.
Oh, wow, yeah.
But she's so nice, diba?
She's so nice, but still, when you're in front of... When you're... Oh, my gosh! Alam ko na who I'm intimidated by. Miss Leia Salonga.
Ay, oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Sino ba naman hindi?
She's the, you know, you see her on The Voice talaga, and you see how strict she is. So, yeah. I was thinking, paano kaya kung nag... Blind audition.
Yeah, nga, actually, that was the question.
That was one of the questions.
If you pass the blind audition of The Voice, sino yung pipiliin mong coach?
Leia Salonga! Although I'm an avid fan talaga of Miss Sarah G pop star, but you see how disciplined Miss Leia Salonga is.
Well, yeah, that is true.
So plus, if I your voice like, peg is Disney pa, diba?
Yeah!
Ako, like,
Mulan!
I've been,
Isn't she the only character who sang twice?
Mulan and Jasmine.
And Jasmine.
Yeah. And then, saka, like, ako, I've seen her so many times. And I always say, like, she's one of my, I'm one of her biggest fans. But I can't get myself to say hi.
Really?
I really can't.
Wait, makapal naman mukha ko. I always say hi.
I really can't.
Why?
No, I just, like you said, you feel intimidated.
I feel intimidated.
You know, it would be such a pleasure if we have her here.
Yeah.
Diba? I don't know how we're gonna react, though.
I know, right? Parang, you see her as a disciplinarian when you see her on The Voice. Yeah. So it's kind of like, oh!
But you know that... The standard she's setting for you is the standard she set for herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And para feeling ko, she'd be such a scary, like, mentor.
But the thing is, she has the right.
Yeah. Right.
She has the right to be like that because of
she's
how
Leia
she is,
Salonga.
How far she's gone in her chosen craft. So,
true.
So, yeah, I think I'm intimidated by her. And, of course, all of the actresses that I've yet to work with, like Miss Vilma Santos.
Yeah.
So you've never?
Grabe, no?
Not yet. I haven't worked with her yet.
Naho, you're sending it out into the universe.
I know! Mm-hmm.
So can you imagine your first scene? Siguro parang, that's big, that's heavy scene agad.
Alam mo, grabe ito makatili.
See, you've got the voice.
No! The noise of the Philippines.
The noise!
I like that, the noise.
Yeah.
Tapos the boys naman of the Philippines love you so much.
Yeah. I like that.
Though. Boys love the noise.
The boys love the noise.
Okay.
So, you know, we've actually got a lot in store for you. We even have the epic wrap-off coming right up. Remember, we gave you a wrap-off the first time you were here.
Siyempre,
we've, parang wrap-off 2.0. Diba?
All right. Let's see if somebody can say hello to you. Can you say hello to Anne?
Say hi to Anne.
You say hi, Anne.
My sister. My sister.
You say hi to Anne. You say hi. You say good morning.
Isha.
You met pa naman.
He was so talkative, no?
Yeah, he was so cool.
He just woke up.
He's so guapo. Guapo baby. Hi, Cooper.
Wala na. That'll be Cooper's claim to fame. I know, 20 right? years from now, he'll be like, yeah, Anne Curtis called me guapo.
Yep.
All right. Who else can say that?
We have a lot more in store for you guys as we are coming to wrap up the show this Monday morning. One more break. And what do you say?
Sure.
We'll wrap off her.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right, guys. 9:21 on the clock.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
What?
The Chosa is here. The Chosa is back. And's back having fun.
Anne Curtis on the morning show. And whenever she's here, time really moves slow. It's like I'm 17 again, feeling young and then you start stuttering, what again? How you talk to a goddess with a face like hers? Another minute by her side, I'ma need a nurse. Call a doctor cause this girl just stole my heart. You got a boyfriend cause I'd love to play the part.
Kamusta na, Anne? I'm such a big fan. Sobra kang sweet, parang leche flan. Your beautiful skin got me in a spin. The state you got me in, I'm laying like a loony bin. Your skin's so milky, it's looking so silky. Feeling so smooth in the RX booth. What a beautiful girl, can I take you for a whirl? You make my toes curl like a beautiful pearl.
Chosa is here, the Chosa is back. Anne's back having fun. We don't care who hears, so let's go all out. That's how it's supposed to be.
gift. You are my bliss. Sobra kang nakakamiss. If you were music, you would be bossa. You are so classy. May puting pang chosa.
Oh my gosh, this is
our first like second time rap off for any celebrity.
For any celebrity. You're the first.
Really? Yes.
That we had like two raps off
for. Josa talaga, ha?
Josa talaga. Ibang level yung pagka Josa.
Ibang level.
Ang galing niyo. How do you guys do that?
Like, we don't know.
With a lot of panic. With a lot of panic.
I know, right?
Always panic. Always.
Ang galing. No, I remember the first time you guys did a take two pa.
Oh, we did?
Yeah. Baka si Gino may kasalanan.
Gabi! Point fingers agad.
Pero ang ganda! Thanks, guys!
Alright! Oh, so we have more of our favorite Josa.
Alright, we're gonna ask more questions. Again, it's not too late, okay? Let me just play a stinger.
Yes.
And then we're back with the Josa herself, Miss right. Anne Curtis.
FBFs? You mean BFFs, right? Oh, I mean FBFs, like Facebook friends. Oh.
Shout it!
Feeling left out? Don't be. Facebook.com/RX931.
Hot us on radio.
Willem's hot us on Facebook.
Facebook.com/RX931.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, part four.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. And here we go.
Okay, well, at least that's done. It's like, I know, right?
Like, I'm so, you know, normally when you're face-to-face with a celebrity, you're worried about the questions.
Right.
I know, right?
But when we do, like, wrap-offs, parang questions are so easy.
Oh, hi. It's more of like you're
you
worried about...
You want to know so much.
You're worried about how badly they'll think about you after or if they'll still respect you.
So much respect. I just found out they just did that today. They wrote that today. They composed that today. Ang galing.
Medyo matagal yung preparation namin. Pre-preparation.
Na-ilusan mo yun, ha? Preparation.
You get nervous right before, let's say, your concerts.
Yeah. I turn into, from Josa, nagiging Josilla.
Josilla.
Kasi, hindi nila ako nakakausap. As in, really? You can't talk to me. As in, para akong blanco.
Why? Really? What's going on in your head?
I don't know. Like,
what are you afraid of?
There's one picture that circulated, which was right before the Araneta concert. My face, you see the fear. There's so much fear, and that's how I am every time before the concert starts. But the moment I'm there on stage, okay, I'm back to normal. Yeah.
I have a question.
So, umiksaj yung pagkaputi mo.
When you're in that sort of state,
yeah.
Sino yung, because I'm curious, is it family? Is it friends? Is it, you know, like,
who
sino yung
you?
Pinaka nakaka, like, you need to talk to them and then you're a little bit more okay? Of all.
I pray.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We all do a group prayer together.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
At least kahit papano, that puts me at ease and I really just lift it up to the Lord talaga.
So,
oh, that's nice.
I'm sure, like, the first time, because you've had many legs.
Yes.
And you showed your legs.
Yeah. In that, and all. Yeah.
In that, what's
with
that?
With my outfit.
Oh, inspired by...
Which one?
The one with the long slits.
Oh, shine bright like a diamond. Yeah. Rihanna.
There you go. I mean, the very first time, though, that you took the stage to sing.
Yeah.
Siyempre, wala pang... There was nothing before that.
No.
How were you, like...
Nervous. Like...
Were you scared that what if this didn't work?
Yeah. I was afraid no one was gonna come.
Really?
And then, like, I kept on asking, mi tao ba? And they're asking, yes nga. Puno. I was like...
I can't believe that you actually still think that. Oh, that nobody would show
crazy.
Up.
That's crazy.
May ganun pa rin. You get nervous. Every time, mi tao ba? May tao bang pupunta? May tao bang makikinig sa akin?
Tapos paglabas mo, puno.
And then, that's why I get overwhelmed.
But there's a YouTube video of you just crying.
Yeah. Oh, that was the day before. The
oh my God, you were crying.
Oh, grabe. Ganun sa kastres.
Yeah, because we did the first general run through talaga na I was in my outfit na. No makeup yet, but just how the quick changes would happen.
Right.
I got so stressed. Like opening,
right.
I came out, I was like, I don't know if I can do this.
The breakdown.
But then everyone cried along with me.
So you felt
like,
better.
From the band and everyone behind the concerts, they cried with me. They right. didn't, like, because you reach the point you're so stressed and you become Josazilla.
Yeah, right.
But they understood that
yeah, that's nice.
What I was going through. They're like, naiintindihan kasi namin. That's why they even cried along with me. Because they could see if I didn't know how I was gonna do it. And I'll never, I don't remember the concert. Ganun siya kalala. I remember
wow. Buti na lang, there, it's on video.
Yon. Buti na lang talaga. But that feeling when you, like when it opened kasi, when I came out, I saw this thousands of people and I was blown away.
Is it something you've always wanted to do though? Like, I mean, you've been in showbiz for a while, and like, is it one of those things na parang you've always wanted to be a singer, or is it something that just developed while you were already in showbiz?
Well, I've always loved singing. Like, that's really like something, but I never ever thought I'd have a concert. Never in my life, ever.
Okay, so
you're... And here you are having multiple concerts in multiple locations.
And commercials.
In multiple countries, diba?
Right. And you know, when people see you, because of everything that you're doing, you're under scrutiny.
Yes.
And they do say that, you know, you can put a lot of things on you.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
your skin really is like the best asset.
Yes.
And you take care of your skin really well.
That's why it's very important that you take care of your own skin. Especially like for us, we're always under the harsh lights. Mm. We're always out and about. So, it's a good way to not impose, but to send out the message to other people. If people are already looking at you, why not send that energy and that message out?
To take care of your skin.
That it's important to take care of your skin. And I always say that I only endorse brands that I trust.
Yeah.
That I know that when I do a guesting for them, or when I tweet about it or Instagram about it, I can be proud about it.
That is true. Because it's your name.
It's my name.
It's your credibility.
Exactly. So... I only, even if there are certain brands that, you know, have come up to me, have an offered, I still say no, because you reach that point na, but they won't believe that I use
exactly.
it.
Right. So, how long have you been with Palmolive?
How long has it been?
How many years have you been with them?
3 years.
Three years already.
Yeah, you know, and I'm very lucky that I was chosen to be part of the Palmolive Natural Soap family because it's a brand that I trust and it's a brand that I use.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have so much soap at home. And, I use it. My whole family uses it. So
even your dad?
My dad secretly stays with us, but he has no choice when he's there. That's the soap that's in the bag.
Pero feeling ko ano, like baka pinapahirapan ng Palmolive Naturals yung mga ka-eksena mo sa scenes. Kasi I can just imagine pag yung confrontation scene, tapos sasampalin ka nila. Pag sampal nila siya, in fairness,
ang ang lambot naman ng skin.
Parang nawawala sila sa
kamo naman ng skin mo, girl.
Parang, Anna, what are you using?
Yeah, but you know, it's just good that the soap, it has different variants.
Yeah.
So whatever suits your skin,
right.
you can choose that. Like,
right. How long does it take to whiten?
For this one that we're promoting now, the Palmolive Naturals White Plus Milk, it's just only 1 week.
Wow.
So, and as I said, it's all natural.
Right.
So you have your milk, and that's what's going to give you the milky white.
Milky soft.
Oh, yun. Actually, somebody was asking us, LS Dominique.
Yeah.
And, gaano ba kaputi ang puting pangdiyosa?
Gaano ba kaputi? Well, I think it's whatever suits your skin tone.
Yeah, that is true.
Depending
kung saan ka nasisimula.
Depende naman yun. But it's totally up to you. And as I said, Palmolive Naturals has whatever variant that suits your skin. If you want to be a little more lighter, you can use this because it only takes 1 week. But we also have the moisture, you know, with the milk and rose petals, which is super my favorite. But there are so many variants that's suitable for you. So, you know, I just want to spread the love for Palmolive Naturals. So, for everyone that's out there.
Alright, nice. And speaking of Palmolive Naturals White Plus Milk, the winner of the Singing Jossa is going to sing with you now.
Okay.
All right. We're gonna get some business done.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll give her time to kind of psych up.
Yeah, and can I actually say hello first to my Colgate Palmolive customer marketing team? Can I say hi to them?
Yeah, sure. Of course.
Okay, I want to say hello to Paul Bagos, Jay Lobo, Tara, Annalyn Chu, Paolo, Ayi, Claire, Jayco Studio, Grace, Melanie, and hi to Mikey Rosales at Boy Bangus. AKA Boy Bangus?
Wow. Matinik.
Boy Bangus.
Matinik siya.
And hi to my friends Tin and Meryl who are listening right now. They're super enjoying it daw. Dami daw nila tawa. So there, hello to my Colgate Pomale family that's tuned in at the moment.
Asa kaya na, watch for it. Padating na, yung duet.
Eto na.
This is it.
Come on. Let's give them a little bit of time
to prepare, vocalize,
prepare for their masterpiece of a song.
All right.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, RX 93.1.
Chico, Delamar, and Gino.
Chico, Delamar, and Gino. Your Kikai workout.
The Morning Rush.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1.
More questions for Ann Curtis, who's with us on this Monday morning.
Actually, before anything else, we'd like everybody to check out
Facebook.com/RX931, the epic pick for today. So it's of course the three of us with Ann and Cooper.
Yeah, so we've got our
the little epic star.
Check it out. Again, it's facebook.com/RX931.
All right, so we were talking about with Anne about the singing just earlier, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there was a promo and you could sing with Anne and show off your milky white, milky soft skin. And we have the winner with us.
Yes.
Wow. So with us.
So this is her moment. This is her day.
Really, it really is her moment. Let's welcome to the show the winner, the grand winner, Colleen Christian Abanto Flores. Hi.
Hello.
Good morning to all the rushers.
So, is this your first time to see Anne in person?
Yes, it's my first time. So beautiful. It's so humble.
Aww. So, okay, you're one of the 60 who sent entries.
Yes.
What made you think, like, I want to do this?
Well, first, I want to sing with Anne Curtis. Her and RX. And also to inspire other people, mm-hmm. ordinary people like me, uh-huh. to use their talents to show what you got.
No. Right. Wow. I like the confidence. That's like,
what you got.
I'm here to inspire people, you know, to be part of it.
Do you sing? Do you
really? I'm a wedding singer and I'm a nurse.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yes. Do you sing in your nurse uniform?
Iba yata yan. Iba yata yan.
Pwede yun eh. Kasi parang yung i-injectionan kita. Kukuha ako ng scalpel.
Okay, so do you work as a nurse?
Yes, I work as a nurse and also a wedding singer, sideline.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Have you been to any of Anne's concerts?
Not yet.
You have to see her in her element.
No.
All right, so you guys are gonna sing together. Yes. Were you nervous last night just thinking about this?
Very nervous.
Nawalan ka ba ng tulog?
Medyo
na konti lang.
But it feels so great. To be with Anne and to inspire other people.
Nice.
If there's anything that you most identify, because you know, a beauty like Anne is not ordinary.
No.
Hindi, pero
medyo hindi siya normal.
Hindi, pero diba,
it's a given.
It's a given, eh. But people seem to identify with you, even if you're not, you know, ordinary. What is that one thing that you identify with Anne? Is it really the singing?
Of course, and being beautiful.
No!
Sorry!
I like that, ha?
Josa.
I'm Josa.
No, beautiful. Josa na, tapos kumakanta. I like the confidence, you know?
Yeah, confidence.
At saka, no, in fairness, may ano rin siya. Merong milky white skin.
No! Of course, using Palmolive Naturals Whiteless Milk.
No!
Endorser!
Pwede rin maging endorser.
No, because its formula is 100% milk protein to achieve this kind of milky white, milky soft skin.
No! Hindi pa siya ma-derail.
Taga-brand yata ito.
Aagawan mo talaga ako ng work. Sabay tayo.
Sabi niya talaga, sabay tayo.
Okay, so here we are. You are the winner of the singing, Josa.
Yes.
And this is your chance to sing. This is the grand prize to sing with Anne on the Morning Rush. So I'm going to fade this out and you guys know, I'll just play the song and then you guys know what to sing now.
Yeah.
Once again,
they know it by heart.
Me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Anne Curtis and Colleen Christian Abanto Flores.
Like no feeling I ever had, so white, so soft, so glad. Never felt so milky soft, and I'm fair like a goddess. Like milk on skin, para sa puting pajosa. So white, so soft.
Oh.
I've seen my skin so white, feels so soft, so right. Cause it's only 1 week in time, and I'm fair, fair like a goddess.
We do it the time.
Like milk! My skin, para sa puting, puting panjasa. So white, so soft, para sa puting, puting panjasa.
Go, Colleen!
So naturally milky white, for skin who wants to caress. Never gonna give it up, para sa puting panjasa.
Like milk on skin, para sa puting, puting panjasa. So white, so soft, para sa puting, puting panjasa. Like milk on skin, para sa puting, puting panjasa. So white, so soft, para sa puting, puting panjasa. Para sa puting, puting panjasa.
Guys,
I'm so sorry. Hindi nag-guest appearance yung vibrato ko today.
Hindi siya gumising. Sa high note, meron.
No. Meron,
pero aminin yung lahat. Gusto nyo lahat mag-sing along.
Oh,
medyo nahihala ko kasi daming camera.
No, pero ang galing ni Colleen. I have to say, I just have to say, ang ganda ng voice mo, Colleen. It was a pleasure na makaduet kita today. Ikaw na ang singing Jossa.
Grabe, ang galing.
Wow, did you, and this is the first time you sang together.
Yeah.
You didn't practice.
Nag-harmonize sila
eh. Nag-slide practice na kami kanina ng very, very light and charming lang.
No.
Very, very light and charming lang. Para ano, to feel kung ano yung key niya, ano yung key ko. Isa lang ang nalaman namin, siya, mayroon siyang key, ako off-key. So, okay na tayo. Pero Colleen, ang ganda ng voice mo. Super, super ganda.
Congratulations, Colleen Christian Abanteflores, the grand winner of the Singing Jossa. Of course, brought to you by Palmolive Naturals White Plus Milk.
Congratulations.
Not only that, she gets 5,000 pesos worth of shopping.
Oh, diba? Para pag magko-concert ka in the future, meron ka ng mga...
May pang outfit? Oh.
Sana may ano eh.
Pang wardrobe.
Ang talagang sobrang nag-stick sa mind ko. Sana nasa caught on video. Yung first refrain ni Anne, she was singing, you know? Pag ano niya nung first refrain niya, napakapit siya sa mesa. Parang yung mga... Grabe, napakapit siya talaga.
Biglang nag-ano eh, nag-explode into...
Di ba? Killer yun eh. I loved it.
It was so... Ang taas kasi noon at 10:03, bumibirit na kami.
Oh, di ba?
Had that been midnight, kung midnight yun, hindi siya napakapit eh. Parang wala lang.
Paano pa kung may banyo dito?
Wala na. Sobrang relax lang.
Pero today, kailangan kumapit for ano?
For support.
For support eh. Kasi feeling mo parang mag-blow na away.
Napansin mo pa yun.
Napansin ko. Sabi ko, wow, napakapit siya talaga.
Ano yan eh, humihingi ng tips.
Oo, alam mo na. Yung pala,
pag kailangan maabot yung ano dapat.
Alam mo, gusto ko yung last two lines eh.
I know ah.
Pwede mo kaming makisal.
Oo nga.
Grabe.
In-off ko lang yung
mic. Si Chico nakita ko sumasabay kanina.
Oo nga eh.
Alam mo, kailangan i-play natin yung last ano. Tapos let's all have a sing-along with everybody in the booth.
Pero,
sige, pwede yun.
Baka magkatalbugan tayo eh.
Kasi ikaw kasi biritera ka. Alam mo, sobra talaga.
Ano mo, mga 50% mo lang.
Okay, 50. Sige, ano?
Alright.
9 a.m. performance lang, hindi yung 12 midnight.
Colleen, this is a dream come true for you. So, would you like to thank Palmolive Naturals?
Yes,
for this opportunity.
I would like to thank Palmolive Naturals. Plus,
White Plus Milk.
White Plus Milk.
Is there anybody you want to greet as well?
I want to greet my mom and dad in LA.
Wow.
They're listening in LA.
No!
Manuel and Adoracion Flores, Nani Duming and Lolo Doming, to all the Flores and Abanto clan.
Wow!
All right.
We have one final question for Anne.
Okay.
And we'll all sing along as we say goodbye
yes,
later.
Please. Right.
Yes,
please.
But first, do you want to announce the epic pic?
Yeah, you can check out the epic picture if you want to go for it. Facebook.com/RX931. It's right there. Just go to the page.
Go to the page and like it. Now we have the epic wrap off the replay.
The Morning Rush, Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush, RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
We have one final question as we close the show with Ann Curtis. I mean, you've done a lot of things. You've been to Hollywood. You've had your concerts. You've had lots of things happen. Yeah. You still have yet to work with the actresses that you look up to. Mm-hmm. What is that one? What's the next dream for you?
What's my next dream? Wow. I have a lot of things outside of the showbiz industry. Mm-hmm. So,
That's one thing that... What is that?
Well, of course, which now I'm pursuing is finishing my studies.
Right.
So I'm currently enrolled in uni. Going for a bachelor in early education.
Nice! Wow.
That's one of my dreams. It's going to take me more than 4 years because I'm not a full-time student. But
right. What is it? Do you go to school or is it online?
It's online. And basically, if you can't go there, they'll give you a university to go to here where you take your exams and they have to have a professor.
Why do you like early education?
I just feel I have that kind of connection with kids. With
kaya pala, that's, you're so interested with Cooper.
Yeah. Actually, I just really loved kids.
Even when you see her Instagram, there it's full of kids.
Oh, nga.
Yeah,
that you I see on your show, just you know, normal kids.
I really feel that connection. So I really feel that it's gonna be a field that I would excel in. Right. And so far, I find it super interesting.
Okay, this makes sense because we saw her last Wednesday. So we did something last Wednesday.
Yeah,
and then Cooper was talking to her about everything that he's seen during the summer.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Anne goes to me, "Grabe, he's so talkative. Pwede siyang case study." Sabi ko, what? Yung pala, that's why.
No, but can you just imagine how crazy it would be if you actually had Ann Curtis as a teacher?
A preschool teacher.
I'll give you a tip. Don't go to an all-boys school. Go to an all-boys school. They're going to go crazy.
Early education, kasi they don't put weight on people like that.
No.
They look at you as just a person.
Yeah.
And they judge you based on how you interact with them, not on who you are outside.
No. It's a totally different world. And I'm enjoying it so far. There's so much I have yet to learn about it, but it's my dream to finish that.
Nice.
It's nice.
It's amazing that you can still find time.
I think
hard. I'm struggling. I have to finish a PowerPoint.
No, because parang from looking from the outside, you know, when a lot of like regular people like us, and we look at the big celebs, parang we always feel like
you have everything.
Oh, yeah. You have everything now. So we always wonder
why do the mundane things.
What do you want?
Yeah. Because
like everybody else is like, we want to be like you.
Yeah.
But like when you're you. What else do you want to be?
I want to be like you guys. I want to finish college.
Aim higher.
It's not that much fun.
Kasi ito si Chico naka maximum residence rule sa UP.
Yeah.
What?
Tawa, nag 7 years siya doon.
Wow.
Tapos si Gino.
Huwag na natin pag-usapan yan. Let's just ano na lang. Just.
Drop out yan. Out of school you.
Grabe.
Ako overstaying.
Really?
Oh, we are not the people to ano.
Pero si Del kasi campus crush yan eh. Kaya okay lang. Aspirational. Ambisyosa din yan eh.
Well, speaking of ambisyosa, we're gonna sing along since we liked the song so much. We're gonna ask Colleen to come back and sing with us.
Yeah,
and
all then, of us. Makikising along kayo.
Can we ask everyone
in the booth to like start singing along?
Pero kami lang may mic.
So kami lang yung maririnig talaga.
Sorry, pero kami lang.
Tsaka kung masyadong magaling si Anne, papatay namin yung mic.
Yeah.
So before anything, we would like to thank first and foremost Anne Curtis for coming over. And thank you to Palmolive Naturals White Plus Milk for, you know, making all this possible.
Mm-hmm. And for bringing Anne here.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you for having me. And of course, Palmolive Naturals. So White Plus Milk, thank you for bringing me here into the Morning Rush yet again. It was an amazing experience for myself.
Take two.
And to all my followers out there, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I super enjoyed it. I'm enjoying reading all of their comments. Lahat daw, meron daw tumatawa mag-isa daw sa loob ng kotse. So, thank you. I hope you guys really enjoyed it. Now, if you want to visit the Facebook page we were talking about earlier, where, of course, I think Colleen sent in her entry, you can visit www.facebook.com/PalmoliveNaturals. So, thank you once again.
Thank you, Ann Curtis. Let's give her a big hand.
Thank you. Thank you to Pauline for coming over and congratulations.
Congratulations.
The grand winner of the singing Josa, Colleen Christian Abanta Flores. And speaking of the song and singing, here we are.
Sing along.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Yung chorus.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
Like no feeling I ever had. So white, so soft, so glad. Never felt so milky soft. And I feel like a goddess.
Like milk. Stop it, guys.
Puting my jota.
So soft. Para sa puti. Puting pang jota.
Seen my skin so white, feels so soft, so right. Cause it's only 1 week in time and I'm fair, fair like a goddess.
Let's go, guys!
Like milk on skin, para sa puting, puting panjosa.
So white,
so soft, para sa puting, puting panjosa.
Thank you.
If I open up a school for singers like me, you guys should come.
Oh, no. We will be your first student.
All right. Thank you guys for coming over. Thank you, Ann Curtis. Thank you, Colleen. Thank you, Pal Mall of Naturals. And that's it for the Morning Rush. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye-bye.